At Ben and Kelly Show, great way to get hold of us via DM. You can always shoot us a message. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
So Dylan says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I need help on an ethical question. Yes, I realize coming to a radio show, much less you two, for a lesson on ethics is sketchy at best, LOL.
Okay.
Anyway, my son is almost 5 years old and has just finished going through his Paw Patrol era, and he was in deep. So we have a ton of Paw Patrol toys and accessories, some of which were given to us by other parents whose kids had also finished their Paw Patrol era. Not a lot, maybe 25% of them.
Okay.
My wife and I want to unload these and instead of trying to piece it out, sell it as a whole lot. Now, she says we can't sell the ones that were given to us, though. Why not? She said that if those parents see the marketplace listing, they're going to be mad that we're selling something they gave to us. So here's the ethical question I'm now posing to you guys. Can you sell toys other parents gave to you from their kids? Thanks, guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, we'll be there on the double whenever there's a problem.
All right.
Round Adventure Bay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, quite honestly, that theme song slapped. No, I don't think you can.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, you leave those out because they were gifted to you. Maybe you should look for a way to gift them to other kids.
Yeah, I that's the ethic. I mean, you asked for ethics, and that's where we're kind of drawing the ethics line there. That if they were given to you, you got to re-gift them.
And they would, exactly, they would be okay with you then giving them to another child to enjoy. If they gave them to your child to enjoy, I think that's the way to go. Now, the other stuff, you could sell, for sure. Now, if you don't know of another child, like in the neighborhood or class or whatever, that you think would enjoy, then, you know, maybe you donate to Goodwill or something, the stuff that was given to you, but you can sell the stuff that you bought. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, me too. So sorry, Dylan. I'm thinking best bet is either that or you sell the whole lot and you ask the people who gave you their Paw Patrol things to, you know, either say, hey, do you want in on this or are you cool if we sell it?
Well, Haley said you need to ask the original parents if they want them back first. Maybe they want to sell them.
Ah, well, then there's that, too. Yeah, that might
be. That's a way to do that. Yeah, so we're done with it now. Do you guys want it back so you can maybe sell them, make some money on it or whatever? Or do you know of another kid that would want it?
Yeah, because.
And maybe go there.
Yeah, you could even say, yeah, because we're thinking of selling ours, but didn't want to sell yours. And, you know,
we got a ton.
Yeah, they may say, look, we don't want that stuff back. Do what you want with it. And then, you know.
Yes, you got the green light.
Yeah,
you can sell it all.
All right. All right. Well, Dylan, good luck. Good luck with Paw Patrol. Getting rid of that stuff sometimes does take an effort.
Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol.
Absolutely.
Especially if your kids don't know that you're getting rid of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Make sure, that you give the kids a heads up. If they find it's all gone.
Or don't give them a heads up and just get rid of it. Let them figure it out later.
That's harsh. We always positioned it like, hey, you'll have more room to get new stuff.
Okay.
And they were usually on board with it.
Well, that's one way to look at it. All right. Thanks, Dylan. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.